This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An aide to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed on Sunday Israel had accepted a framework deal for winding down the Gaza war, now being advanced by U.S. President Joe Biden, though he described it as flawed and in need of much more work. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has the story.
In an interview with Britain's Sunday Times, Netanyahu's chief foreign policy advisor, Ophir Falk, said Biden's proposal was a deal we agreed to. It's not a good deal, but we dearly want the hostages released, all of them. Biden said the first phase entails a truce and the return of some hostages held by Hamas, after which the sides would negotiate on an open-ended cessation of hostilities for a second phase, in which remaining live captives would go free.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Officials from the United States, Israel, and Egypt ended a meeting in Cairo on Sunday, with Egypt sticking to its position that Israel must withdraw from the Palestinian side of the Rafah crossing for it to operate again, two Egyptian security sources said. Israel seized the crossing on the Gaza side in May during its offensive in the city of Rafah along the enclave's southern edge, angering Egypt, which said it would stop cooperating with Israel on a crucial artery for aid into the Strip and evacuations out of it. Thousands took to the streets of New York City in support of Israel on Sunday, waving Israeli flags and carrying a banner reading, "Bring them home." The Celebrate Israel march down New York's Fifth Avenue was one of few public gatherings in support of Israel since the war began on October 7th. The majority of demonstrations in the U.S., particularly on college campuses, have been pro-Palestinian.